USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Airports throughout the United States are on heightened alert following a car explosion on a bridge near Buffalo, New York. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update on the situation during a parliamentary question period.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials, and we'll continue to work closely with them.
Reports indicate that two individuals have lost their lives, and images of twisted metal have emerged. Eyewitnesses describe the car accelerating directly into an inspection booth right there at the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. The FBI is on the scene investigating. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon as part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. The truce is supposed to last for 4 days, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10 hostages were freed each day after that. This holiday season will see the busiest travel days in U.S. history. At Newark Liberty International Airport, it's been a mixed bag for travelers.
We were supposed to get home yesterday from Costa Rica, but they delayed us, and then they sent us to Florida. And then after Florida, we ended up here.
I thought it would be way busier, and it's been pretty easy getting through.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said that this year is seeing a record number of air travelers, coupled with a notable reduction in cancellations compared to previous years. Severe weather conditions are creating unsafe travel conditions today on mid-Atlantic and northeast highways. Flooding has been reported on several interstates, and wind gusts reaching 50 miles per hour pose the risk of falling tree limbs and the potential for power outages. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States has conducted a round of airstrikes in Iraq. The strike was against a militia group in Hezbollah, which is considered a proxy of Iran, and it destroyed two facilities that had been targeting American and coalition troops in Iraq. There have been 66 strikes by Iran-backed militias on American troops and bases since October 17th. Don't let an improperly prepared bird ruin your Thanksgiving.
When cooking a turkey, the CDC advises setting the oven temperature to at least 325 degrees and placing the thawed turkey in a roasting pan that is 2 to 2.5 inches deep. USDA food expert Meredith Sarouthers recommends using a food thermometer
to check the temperature in three places: the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh.
Regarding leftovers, the CDC suggests refrigerating them at 40 degrees or colder within 2 hours of cooking to prevent food poisoning. For safety, it's recommended to consume all leftover cooked turkey and side dishes made with it within 3 to 4 days. I'm John Schaefer.
A Texas woman, Kaylee Medina, was arrested for vandalizing her sugar daddy's residence, pouring laundry detergent on him, causing burns and blindness. She demanded a payment of $2,000 for her visit, and when he refused, she forcibly removed his television. This follows a previous arrest in 2020 for a shooting incident outside a bar in San Antonio. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.